National Love Your Pet Day. My name is Sherry, and I have a collection of amazing pets. We have two cats, Maya and Tori, and two parrots, Buster and Munchkin. I've had Maya and Buster the longest. Maya's been with me for 11 years now, and Buster's been with me for 9 years. Buster is a Quaker parrot, and Maya is a Blue Force Siberian. Maya came to me off the streets in Bremerton, Washington. I found this cat hanging out. Actually, she found me and came up to me and meowed, and we're on a very busy street, so I tried to get her to a safe place, and it happened to be on the other side of a fence, and I was walking away, and she scampered up that fence and yelled, meow! So I turned around, and this little face and paws, and you know how that whole story goes. So I went back to the fence and put my arms out, and she jumped right to me. And after some negotiations with a house behind the location where I was at, I took her home, and we found out she was 8 months old and emaciated. She only weighed 4.4 pounds at the time, but we fed her and got her all plumped up, and 11 years later, she's a happy fat cat. She's all fluffy and cream-colored and gray, just beautiful. And Buster was given to us by a couple who had to move, and they weren't able to take him with them because he's sort of loud. Quaker parrots are rather loud. They originate from South America, and this young man was 15 when he came to us, though we're told from the vet that he was more like 18. He's currently 25, and we're looking forward to another 10 years or so with him. He's very territorial. He says, thank you, hello, kitty, kitty. When I call the cats, he says, here, kitty, kitty. He's adorable. He gives hugs. He gives kisses. He's a great bird. They're also very temperamental. So he is quite temperamental as well. His domain is the kitchen. The other two are Tori. Tori is our 14-year-old diabetic cat. And that's right, cats do get diabetes. I was shocked to find that out. She is a tortie, so she's got tortitude, if you know anything about cats. She's like a calico, but they call it a tortie. And they do have attitude. She's what you might call a spicy cat. She's very cool. She's independent. She loves to eat. Food is like her reason for living. She was given to me by my daughter because when my daughter adopted her at 7 years old, it was to be a companion for my daughter's dog for whatever reason. And that relationship didn't quite pan out the way it was supposed to. So I ended up with Tori. She's a beautiful cat. She's very loyal. She and my husband are actually quite close. And then we have Munchkin. Munchkin is a blue front Amazon. She is 30 years old. We've had her for 3 years. She was stuck in a room by herself for 4 years. And if you adopt a bird, they thrive on companionship. So if you adopt a bird and you ignore it all the time, what's the point? And the bird becomes insecure. It starts plucking, it gets sick. In her case, she hadn't seen a vet in 4 years, so that was the first thing we did. Her previous roommate, I don't think we own animals. They come to us and we care for them. So they are our roommates, our companions, our beloved friends. She came to live with us, and her former roommate was 83, had adopted Munchkin 20 years previously, and had a macaw as well. At some point in the relationship, she lost interest, so Munchkin was pretty much left to whomever could care for her. She came to us. At first, she bit me all the time. And I don't know if you've ever been bitten by an Amazon, but it's no fun. And she about made me get stitches a few times. But after about 6 months of really getting to know her and understanding her and her mannerisms, and with birds, you kind of need to understand their body language, we kind of became friends. And we've been best friends ever since. She's a wonderful animal. I love her. She ended up a couple weeks ago was sitting on her perch saying, "I love you, I love you." She does have little conversations now and then. She plays catch with her beak. She can catch little wiffle balls in her beak. She loves to sit on this orb that I bought for her, and she can't fly. She has a birth defect from when she was born, obviously, but her wings are inverted, so she is unable to fly. So I bought a big orb, and it sits in front of a window on our second story so she can see everything. We live in the country, and she has a beautiful view of the Cascade Mountains, and she can see all over the place. And I don't know that that was a great idea, because now when I have her on my shoulder and I go outside, she doesn't want to go out from under the awning. I think she's seen some things up there. So anyways, happy National Love Your Pet Day. We love ours. And thank you for letting me share. Have a great day.